Inside an old beauty of a house that has seen better years, sheets and pillowcases are stapled to the floor, and the walls and ceilings are covered in clothes stitched together. It's as if the contents of someone's closet have been turned into paint.
Have you ever walked into a house where every surface is covered with fabric?
Allison Milliman is the founder of the organization Mad Art, which is putting these mad homes together.
It is all about the conversation. It's about fun. It's about that moment of, wow, I've never seen that before.
In the house we're standing in, there's even a wall of underwear. This is the work of artist Luke Haynes. Outside on this rainy day, the home is cocooned in layers of shrink wrap, sort of like a package on a pallet. Artist Troy Gua came up with the idea, and so far he likes that it's getting some attention.
Yeah, we're watching buses slow down as they drive by, which is, I think, a sign of success. If you can get the metro to slow down on their route to check this out, I think we've done our job here.
Gua even slapped a barcode on the front of the home. If you scanned it, you'd know it could be had for just $1. Some of the other homes have been tied together with red ropes, wooden floors have been cut to install moving sculptures, and one house was painted with latex, which was then gently peeled off and sewn back together. The homes will be on display through August 7th. After that, some of the art will be removed, but the shrink wrap will stay on until the very end, when the bulldozers arrive. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Seattle.